Oh, this one going out. Alright, wait for the beat. When the beat recycles, I trifle with the fear porn. For years, it's been keeping me warm, stoking the fire that burns inside. You know, I was told to take a little pride, one of the seven deadly sins. But what comes from within and what comes from the external? What's burning infernal inside of me as I take a ride, surfing on hellish sine waves? My mind waves back as I say, what up, Dak? 303 TDs in the second half. And you can bet I'll laugh when we take smack to the fantasy football field, cause you know that's how I roll and deal, and I often squeal like a seal. I used to have way more honor ascribed to these sort of things, and now it's like, let's see what life's got to bring. Oh, is all this shit unpacked? Do I gotta take a look and laugh? Do I gotta take another fucking bath in your bullshit as I ascend to the pool pit and act like one of the cool kids? Like I'm showing up just for lunch, and I got a hunch you'll get your panties in a bunch. Now crunch, are you looking for a captain? Are you looking for the admiral? Because me, it's admirable the way I talk to fools and try to find their designation on a quest for information. But in the meantime, enjoy the devastation. Unless you want to be one of them peasants hating, debating your fate in a circle jerk. Meanwhile, I go to work like Cool Modizi. Now, this whole world needs me, even though they don't happen to know. And I'm just rapping for blow and keeping it on the low. Like you don't want to be listed with my foes or get me out of my clothes. Because then you got to have high security clearance, and if you want to stare at tits, don't do it unless you're wholesome. Do it through the exhibition communities. But for me, I got immunity. But is she in a room somewhere giving me a tease? Am I a cool breeze like my name is Drew? Is my game a finely aged brew? Like, what the fuck am I gonna do? I'd say I wanna take a poo, but I ain't reaching in the toilet and bringing shit back. This is just another example of a gym rap, because I just sit in my chair, blissfully unaware that as I stare into the abyss is staring back, preparing tracks to slaughter me. Like, yo, I got a secret daughter who's gonna rise up and say, your mind's tough, but I conquered. Oh shit, I want a bonker. Like, we're going back to the days of the TurboGrafx. But yo, I don't mean to slap a bitch or let a bitch get slapped. I just come through on the microphone and I laugh. This is the craft like Blackalicious. Meanwhile, we just asking for the whack condition. Now, what happened about 20 years ago? I needed more than beer to flow. I needed a whole lot of something. You know, like Thanksgiving, give me more stuffing. As we're pumping it into the chamber, I said hello neighbor as I exhaled the cherry. And then the world's like, we need you to share, G. And I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell is going on? I never asked for cherries. You don't need to prepare me. I don't care if people are staring or glaring. It ain't about what you're wearing, that's apparent. But people try to redefine the game, and they try to find my leg and piss on me so they can mark their territory. And me, it's just the same old carrot story. You know, the carrot that came out of the garden like James Harden. Is it hard in or hard on? We're gonna call your mom. What up, Mike Michon? The bike is on. We're talking Audis all across America. As I stare at you, prepare the glove so we can go to the club and get a little bit of love. Am I talking MJ or yay? Not that it matters. I just scatter my thoughts today. And I bought into the craze. And I decided to wake up and look for all the babies. babes. And then I realized I never got laid. This whole lame shit was a charade. But me, I was never afraid. I never got played, even when the track was halfway decent. And I'm still releasing.